This is your morning routine.
Listen, respect my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California. With the ninth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Rome Odunze.
Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, and we are streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you on a Bears victory Friday. We'll open phone line for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776, our phone number. We got Shay, we got Jay Moore, we got you. It is a Bears victory Friday, Cap, because the Chicago Bears, they selected in yesterday's first round of the draft, Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze, 1 and 9. As easy as any day in the draft, Ryan Poles says, here we go. The number one pick, after all of the conjecture and question marks and this and that about what the Bears are going to do with the number one pick or what they're going to do at the quarterback position, they did what mattered for the Chicago Bears, to reimagine the franchise with a brand new quarterback and Caleb Williams. And then at 9, hey, guess what? Keenan Allen may not be here forever, but here's someone for Caleb Williams to grow up with, and that's Rome Odunze. Both coming up at the same time, and they're all on the roster, and here we go with the Chicago Bears.
I think last night, with the exception of January 26, 1986, the night we won the Super Bowl, pounding on Shea's Patriots 46-10, last night, on the surface, is the most important night in the history of the franchise. In my lifetime, at least. It was simply spectacular. I was out at Soldier Field. The electricity, we all knew what the pick was going to be. But when Commissioner Goodell said with the first pick, Caleb Williams, the roar was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. I'm at the stadium going, wow, is there a game here today? The crowd was sensational. And then to see how things are shaking out, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, Atlanta's at 8. They could still take Odunze right in front of us. And I had talked to someone yesterday who said that the Bears did not believe Dallas Turner fit their scheme. So he was never going to be the guy. I'm like, all right, let Atlanta get Dallas Turner.
Sure.
Michael Penix? What?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll deal with that in a minute. But Rome Odunze's on the board. And there'd been all the different tweets, Bears open for business, looking to trade down, get more pick. No. That dude was on the board. He's been working out with DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Caleb Williams, and him. And now they're all teammates. Let's freaking go. Greatest night in Bears history in my lifetime. I was born in 1960. Other than the night we won the Super Bowl, because that's the ultimate prize.
Totally understand why you'd say that. But you know, Cap, what's interesting about the Chicago Bears, something, can you believe there's something else that we have not talked about leading into the draft last night? Are you ready for this conversation?
Tell me.
You know what the Bears have not had a lot in our lifetime? Good fortune and luck.
Mm-hmm.
Look at where the Bears were to be able to even get the number one pick last year. Thank you, Lovie Smith. Thank you for winning the game as head coach for the Houston Texans.
Correct.
And DJ Moore becomes the number one, ultimately the number one pick in the wide receiver for the Chicago Bears. Last night, good fortune, luck, the Atlanta Falcons with a ready-made quarterback right there in Kirk Cousins. Whatever you want to say about Kirk Cousins, he wins, he puts up numbers, he puts teams in a position to win in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
We can't deny that.
Correct.
And the good fortune is that if you're Atlanta, you feel, I need to be able to get more weapons for Kirk Cousins to solidify the playoff spot for the Atlanta Falcons. What do? They go with Michael Penix, Glassman, who's been injured a ton. Every year he has a major injury. And the Atlanta Falcons says, okay, we're going to go with him at 8, which opened a door for Rome Odunze, which is another great weapon for Caleb Williams to utilize. Now, just think about it. All the years of covering the Bears, you get this player from free agency. You try it here with the, you know, with the draft. You know, these are all flyers. We'll see what happens. We piecemeal a team together, whatever. But think about the good fortune, Cap, because that matters too. Not only just being able to acquire terrific players, difference makers, but luck, that helps too.
Yeah, that's a great point that you make. If you go back to the Joe Montana draft, top 10 quarterback of all time out of Notre Dame, do you know that the Bears were taking him if the Niners didn't?
Yeah.
That's documented that's from exactly people that right. were in that draft room. We're taking the Montana kid. Nope. Here comes San Francisco right in front of you. So getting a little bit of a break to be able to get the receiver and having the number one pick with a generational trade that you made, best trade in Bears history, and all of a sudden you've got an unbelievable amount of talent on your offense. We haven't seen an offense like this ever, ever. We may have had the best running back in Walter Payton.
Yes.
We may have had a great defense. We had an amazing offensive line with Thayer and Covert and all those guys were there. We never had a unit like this.
No, Cap. But again, very few times in Bears history, in our lifetime, where the Bears were able to be fortunate enough to be able to get a talent like Caleb Williams.
Bingo.
A talent, I mean, fortunate. Fortunate. Like, in year two, after getting the number one pick a couple years ago, you're not supposed to go back and double back again with the number one pick unless you are terrible. And the Bears weren't terrible last year, but yet you still get the best quarterback, arguably the best prospect on the board. That's good fortune. Funny that you mentioned Odunze, as we're going to take your phone calls coming up. As the Bears are able to get 1 and 9 in the draft with Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze here on the Home of the Bears, ESPN 1000. Ryan Poles, in his press conference last night, says he was nervous that Odunze would not be there at 9.
I'd go back one step. It wasn't so much like a specific position group. The players, you know, like I told you the other day, Ian and I sequenced the board out all the way across. And Rome was extremely high on that list. That's why I was nervous that he wasn't going to be there at 9. Our simulations, it was about a 50-50 shot if he was going to be there. But as it started to unfold, Ian had to hold me back from not trying to trade up and do something crazy to get him. But it ended up working out really well.
Thank you, Atlanta. That opens the door for Rome Odunze. Next time in Atlanta, I'll throw more money at the stripper poles when I'm there.
Yes.
It's amazing, Cap.
Magic City. Yeah. And they have great wings, just so you know.
I'll give them a little something extra. Just so we can have Rome freaking Odunze on the team.
But I love that he's so good, Ryan Poles, at being confident in his own skin, where he gives credit. Ian had to hold me back from doing something, what do you call it, crazy?
Yeah.
To trade up to get the guy that they wanted. And that's what a really good front office does. I taped the coverage because I was at Soldier Field. And watching the coverage, we look like we have a professional front office.
That's correct.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, there's Poles. Two seats over, there's Kevin Warren. There's Ian Cunningham. There's Eberflus. And we'll get to him in a minute because I learned some cool stuff about him. But I'm looking at it. My brother said to me, dude, look at our front office. We look like, wow. You know what the story you've always painted where you say to me, you walk into the owners' meetings or the general manager's meeting, boy, you guys in Chicago, how'd you do it? Have a cigar and a bourbon. Sit down and tell me, how did you get that? I'm looking at that video last night. My wife's fast asleep, and I can't sleep.
Yeah.
I'm going on no sleep, and wow, that is us. We look like we know what we're doing.
Yes.
It's so cool.
The Bears didn't look like a bunch of lab rats running around there. Like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Like,
right.
It was all like, we have our plan. We're cool and chill. Professional, buttoned up. Kevin Warren, Papa Bear right there. Kevin Warren.
Right.
I mean, is that a Tanisha Wade in the back? I mean, all these people that have something to do with the Chicago Bears. And they're right there, front and center, Cap.
Like, they're showing the video right now on NFL Network of Caleb Whip. How cool is it how fired up he was?
Yes.
He was emotional, like, let's go. Took a deep breath. Mm-hmm. All right, game on.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Yes, because it's right here in front of him. His life is right here in front of him as a Chicago Bear, the number one pick. All the work that he's put in college gap to be able to get this. Going back to beating out Spencer Rattler at the beginning. To be able to get to USC.
Damn.
Right. And ultimately, a pro in Los Angeles, because that's USC. That's a pro program now.
Yes.
Nothing against the Chargers and the Rams, but all of the spotlight's on you because it's L.A. In a busy sports city, everyone on the football side is watching Caleb Williams. And they're like, you know what? This guy's going to be something special. And guess what? Here he is, the number one pick for the Chicago Bears.
At 11 o'clock this morning, they're going to all be at Halas Hall. And there will be Ryan Poles with his quarterback, his new receiver. Like, let's go.
Yes.
That's our team.
The reason why it's an adjustment for some, Cap, is because some fans aren't used to the Bears looking like this. Seriously. Usually drama, Ted Phillips here, Ryan Pace there, issues with the team. Like, no, you haven't seen this. It's different.
Right, and that's why when I came home and I put on the video, and by the way, Nick Saban is phenomenal on the coverage.
Of course.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I put it on, and my brother had said to me, when you get home and put this on, you're going to go, I can't believe that's us. And I'm sitting there, it's like 11:30, midnight last night, looking at my phone. Wow! Look at that room! Like the war room, the whole thing.
Yes.
The presentation. Mm-hmm. Again, does not mean that Caleb Williams is going to win 9 MVPs and 15 Super Bowls. It does not. I understand that. It's a tough sport. And I started thinking about all the talent on all the teams in the NFC North, and I'm like, wow, Minnesota's got a lot of talent. They had a good night, too. So you got to execute. But I feel like the process, how they're doing things, matters.
You know what Dr. Brew saw? You know what you saw last night? And you know what we all saw watching that war room? It's not that, oh, wow, the Bears look professional. You know what we saw? Confidence.
Yes.
Not like the Red Rooster that was in as a general manager before Poles. I'm talking about a guy that says, I know the direction we're going in. We're going to take this thing down to 3 wins. We're going to elevate and get better, 7 wins. Every year we're going to get better, and we're going to add on and add on. What you saw was the Kansas City Chiefs. What you saw was San Francisco. What you saw is the Green Bay Packers, quite frankly, as far as what the war room looks like. Yep, we know what we're going to do. We'll shake hands. Great job, everybody. Great. I mean, it didn't look like a bunch of lab rats in there like, what are we going to do? Are you sure we're going to do? I mean, it wasn't that. It's confidence. That's what you saw. Confidence. Not cockiness, because there's a difference.
Correct.
We know what we're doing. Don't worry about it. We've been around for a long time. It's confidence. And it's a quiet confidence from Ryan Poles. He's not a guy that's just frenetic and all over the place and he's going to have a bunch of splashy sound bites. He's cool.
He's super cool.
That's what the organization is. That's
super cool.
That's the Chicago Bears, though, Cap. Cap. The Chicago Bears. It's cool.
Yes. It's different. It is different.
Yeah.
And the vibe in that building last night at Soldier Field was amazing. And I will just tell you this. We had Kevin Byard on our stage. That guy's phenomenal. Tremaine Edmonds, that guy's off the charts impressive. Youngest captain in Buffalo Bills history. And I said to both of them, on mic and off, seriously, what does Eberflus like to play for? He said, that dude has our back and we have his. We love playing for that man. He holds us accountable. His passion comes through. We got a really good football coach. You guys got to get understand that. I'm like, he's the guy? Yes, he's the guy.
Yes. I'm so happy with the Bears upgrades that they've made. They just missed one. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze are Chicago Bears. It's great that first round. What did you like about what the Bears did last night at 1-9? What I would say, if you have not left your home yet to go to work or to school or wherever, find your best blue, find your best orange. Because today is the day, Bears fans, that you can be proud of the franchise going in the right direction. Today is the day. If you haven't pulled out your Bears hoodie or your Bears hat, anything that has Bears on it, it's time to pull it out today and this weekend and walk around your neighborhood, your job, wherever you're going to go this weekend with your blue and orange.
It's time now for you to be able to celebrate what the Chicago Bears have done. Hey, listen, many of us has put it away in the trunk, put it deep into the closet in the rotation. This is the weekend that you say, I'm a Bears fan, and I'm a Caleb Williams guy or a Caleb Williams girl. I'm a Chicago Bears fan because the Bears are going in the right direction. And here comes the boom.
Yeah.
Big time.
And now we'll see what they do. Do they trade back up into the second rounds? Another discussion we got to have, because there were 23 of 32 players in the first round last night, offense. That means there are a ton of really good defenders that fell into the second round. The kid from Illinois, we need a three technique. Jerzon Newton, he's out there. Kool-Aid McKinstry, we need another cornerback. He's out there.
Yes, please go ahead and do that. While I celebrate and just are in the afterglow of the 1-9 that the Bears did to, last night. I'm just going to, for 3 hours, you go ahead and please break that down for us. But on this side of the table, I'm just going to bask in the glow of something that I didn't think I'd see in my lifetime. A competent Bears front office that's just cool. It's cool, again, to be a Chicago Bears fan.
Yes.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. We are on a high. We hope that you are as well. On the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
Appreciate you guys. I listen to you streaming on the ESPN 1000 app.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Cap and Jay Hood, weekday morning, 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Don't forget to go to YouTube as well, youtube.com. Watch a show there on ESPN Chicago. Also on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. The Chicago Bears take Caleb Williams with the number one pick and Roma Dunze at number nine. Ryan Poles expertly has done a very good job identifying talent in this draft and free agency. That has been the hallmark of our show. Even before the draft, we said this is the opportunity for Ryan Poles to solidify the offense, to be able to get new weapons, and he has. So we've been talking about for months, and now it all came to fruition last night.
It was the culmination of the plan that he laid out to George McCaskey. I'm going to tear this thing down. You don't have enough talent here. I'm going to get rid of the older guys, Mack and Quinn and blah, blah, blah. Keem Hicks. It'll take a couple years. There'll be some pain. It'll be painful when you watch us play for a bit. But I'm going to get this thing turned. Okay, let's do it. So, again, hat tip to George for making that hire. Hat tip to Bill Polian for recommending that dude. And now let's get to work. Let's get to work. Tremaine Edmonds said last night to me that it's like being at your wedding last night. He goes, enjoy the night. He said, if I would had any advice for Caleb, enjoy the night. Enjoy the morning when they fly you in and you're the toast of the town. And then the wedding's over. Now you're married and you got to get on with your life. Get to work. Get in your playbook. I said, how do you win that locker room? Because you guys love Justin. He said, yeah. You show up every day and you just work your tail off and be a good leader. I don't have to love every guy and be best friends with every guy. I got to respect every guy. He goes, and that's how you earn our respect.
Yes. So I cannot wait till the season so Williams and Adunze can consummate the F out of this marriage.
Oh, man.
312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Caleb Williams and his message to Chicago Bears fans.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman.
I'm ready. I'm excited. I know that y'all love ball. I know that y'all been waiting. For a long time, and so let's get this thing going. Let's show the love from each side. It's been pretty cool for me because I've been in some pretty historic places. So you know, to be able to take the torch from those type of guys, I'm excited. I'm ready, and I can't wait to see everybody's faces, to hear the fans roaring on Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays. It's really exciting. And I can't wait. Go Bears.
When I see his eyes, Cap, and see him, and he was interviewed by a ton of people, obviously, with the number one pick, I see a young man that's living his dream, and it's almost like he can't believe it.
That book, The Quarterback Dads, where he said, his dad said to him, he was like 12 or 13, what do you want out of your life? I want to be the number one pick in the draft, and I want to play football and be generational, be immortal. a legacy. And he said, okay, from this moment on, if that's what you want, your mom and I will put all our resources into helping you achieve that dream. But that means you got to eat right. You got to train. You got to live that life if that's what you want. And then he talked on that pivot interview about my dream is to be the number one pick. That's been one of my goals. And you could see the emotion pouring out of him when he took that stage, man.
Yes. Yes.
We did it. Now let's go.
Yes. Goals realized.
Yes.
So he checks off that box. Now he wants to be immortal. Just like a lot of these young players, Cap, they're paid in college now. They're going to be paid in the NFL. They had their generational wealth. Now it's just about legacy. Ask a 22 or 23-year-old usually about, so what do you want out of life? Like, because you already have the money. You already got the cars. You already got the best of the best. What else do you want? They talk so much about legacy.
I want to be immortal. I want to leave this legacy behind me where people are like, wow, that's one of the best to ever do it.
It's this LeBron James and Patrick Mahomes era of athlete.
Yeah.
That's just about, I am him. I'm immortal. All this stuff. This is what they're about now.
Correct.
They already got the money, and they got everything they ever wanted, but they want to. They feel that they're less than if they are not at a championship level.
Correct. It's not just about the contract, because if it is, it's the wrong guy.
You know why there's that pressure is because of the social media era also, of telling people, where people tell you what you're not. And so that's why when they get a chip, if they're in a position to get a chip, they want it badly. Not saying that athletes in the past didn't, but they didn't have to deal with the social media as much as they are now and the scrutiny on TV every day. They want that championship, so it's like, F you, I got what I want. I got it.
Correct.
I'm a champion.
Correct.
I'm one of the best.
And it's coming to our town, which is so cool.
See how different that feels?
It's amazing.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. To the phone lines we go. On the ESPN Chicago app is John in Las Cruces, New Mexico, on Cap and J-Hood. Hey, John, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. Last night was a great night, but this morning is a great morning because I'm talking to you two, so thank you.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you.
First off, you know, like I said, last night with those two picks, such an adrenaline rush, such a natural high. We are just here to just take over not only the NFC, kick the Packers, you know what, win the Super Bowl. These guys are going to be molded and trained the right way. They're already at a top-notch level. And I'm just ready to take over the NFL, and I know you guys are too. And I'm going to leave it at that. Have a great morning, boys.
John, you too, thank man. You. Cap and I just talked about the other day about how he and I lived through the Chicago Bears in that era in the 80s into the early 90s. How special it is when the Bears are at the top. Not just a pop-up championship, as our buddy Sylvie would say, where you're up one year and you're down the next three or four. No, no, no. When you're always in the mix, there's nothing like it in the city. Nothing like it.
It's the greatest. To come in every Monday and it's like devastating when you lose because it's rare. Oh, dude, I want those days back.
Space is with us on Cap and Jay Hood. Space, what's your idea? Okay.
You on board yet, or are you still got your Justin jersey on?
Cap, hoodie, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Awesome.
Hey, I do got my, I still got my Justin jersey, I do. But I am so far on board. I am turned up. Let's freaking go. We got Caleb Williams. You better come in here and do it. Leave that Hollywood stuff alone, all right? Well, you in Chicago now. You gotta act like a Sautownian. You know what I'm saying? You got to come in here, be ready to work, put in the work, and then we got Rome O'Doom's Day. Let's freaking go. Now we need to go ahead and find out who do they want for Henderson, that defensive end out there in Cincinnati.
Or Hendrickson.
I don't know if we can. Yeah, him. That's what we want to get. We want to target him and try to beef up that line so we got somebody opposite Montez Sweat over there. But, guys, it's a new era in Chicago. We ain't talking about Kansas City having an era. We in Chicago, and we all hype about what we expect from the football. This is the best feeling in the world. I feel like I already won the Super Bowl, and the game ain't even started yet. I am on 10. It's a beautiful day to be alive. Let's go. I'm so excited. Yes.
All right. Woo! It's all right, Space.
Wow.
A little Ric Flair on the dismount.
We appreciate the telephone call.
Love it.
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. If you're on hold, you will be on the air. The Chicago Bears were able to get Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams on this offense. What do you think of what they did? More of your phone calls. Should they trade into the second round today? Because don't forget, there's even more draft coverage here today. So we want to get your thoughts about last night, your feelings about last night. I just don't want this show to just run all the way to the second round yet. We still have to celebrate what the Bears did last night. We can't turn the page on last night. So
agreed.
Let's just talk about what your thoughts are on what the Bears did last night and your feelings, where you were, the atmosphere, all of that. Let's hear about it. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Here's today's headlines. Headlines with Cap and Jay Hood.
Bears first round is in the books, baby. Caleb Williams and wide receiver Roma Dunze officially the picks at number 1 and number 9 in the draft. Dunze caught 92 passes for 1,640 yards and 13 touchdowns in his final season at Washington. In the division, Vikings traded up twice, secured J.J. McCarthy as their future quarterback, Dallas Turner as their replacement for Daniil Hunter. The Packers selected offensive tackle Jordan Morgan out of Arizona, and the Lions traded up to number 24 to get Alabama corner Terrion Arnold, who Nick Saban could not stop praising, not only as a player, but as a person. Chicago White Sox tied the worst 25-game start in the wild card era with a 6-3 loss to Minnesota, blowing a 2-0 lead in the sixth, dropping them to 3-22 through the first 25 games. Sox will look to break a 7-game skid tonight against the Rays. First pitch, 6:40 on ESPN 1000. And the Cubs completed a sweep of Houston yesterday with a 3-1 win, improving to 16-9 on the season. Pete Crow Armstrong's first hit as a big leaguer is a game-winning two-run home run. They'll head to Boston for a 3-game weekend series, game one tonight at 6:10. And the Bears just announced that they will do their press briefing with Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze and Ryan Poles this afternoon at, what did you say, Shea, 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right.
4 o'clock, so it gives them time to get here from Detroit.
Jay Moore.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's Home for Sports.
It's a Cap and Jay Hood morning show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Also on YouTube, youtube.com. Look for ESPN Chicago. Hit that subscribe button. That way you miss nothing from Captain Jay Hood or the rest of ESPN Chicago programming. As we talk to you about the Chicago Bears, the Bears selected in yesterday's first round of the draft Caleb Williams at number 1 and Roma Dunze at number 9. And my feeling as a Bears fan, never before have we seen the activity in the offseason like this for the Chicago Bears. This is not the same old Bears. This is not ownership sticking their beak in to be able to give their thoughts or non-football people giving their thoughts on the draft and free agency. It's a new era. And it's not same old, same old. I know people like to use that as a crutch, just saying that, well, same old Bears, same old Bears. Well, you know what? That will be determined if it's same old Bears from all the activity that they have done here in the offseason to be able to knock down two number one picks. One to make is DJ Moore, ends up being DJ Moore, and the other is Caleb Williams. And then all the other activity that they've done. Let's see if it's same old Bears, because it doesn't feel like it to me.
Hoodie. Watching, and I mentioned to you in the last segment about how our war room we looked professional. We looked like,
cool.
That's the 49ers there. That's the Packers. That's the Steelers. Yep. That's, you know, the teams, that the Chiefs. Like, wow. It just had a vibe to it. Again, these guys have to perform on the field, and it's a tough, tough business. I get it. I just feel like the process that they went through, the vetting they did of all the different quarterbacks, the scenarios they ran, and then you played the cut of Ryan Pohl saying, Ian and I ran through all the simulations. We thought it was 50-50 that we'd get Roma Dunze at 9. And Ian talked him out of doing something crazy because he wanted to get his guy. And he got him.
Ryan Pohl's yesterday talking about Caleb Williams. When did you know that he was the one?
Yeah, it's kind of two parts. Like, when you watch the tape, it was easy to see the talent. wanted him on our team. But it was all about going through the process. So once we got through the 30 visit and spent time with him, got him with some of the guys on our team, he kind of felt good about the person, the culture fit. Knew at that point that he was going to help us, and we were ready to go.
So you know that you're getting this right, right, Ryan?
One, the infrastructure has to be there, and I think we've done that part to have the talent around our quarterback now. I think the other thing is it's going to be our entire organization is going to have to be on the same page on how we handle this, how we develop Caleb. But I'll also say that it's I think we have a really good approach with all of the players. And I think that's different than maybe it was in the past. The way that we take it really serious in terms of the development from a nutritional standpoint to performance, to mental skills, to how our coaches teach. Like, I think we've made some really good strides there. But it's going to take everybody, and everyone's got to be on the same page. We got to adjust to strengths and weaknesses that the player has.
You put your organization in place, Cap, to be a winning team. You have to be able to build those blocks, but that's exactly what Ryan Poles is doing. This morning, I can't guarantee anything, but one thing I can say, because I have empirical proof, is that the Bears are building toward a better future, a better present, but definitely a better future.
Correct. Mark Potash tweeted this in relation to what you just said.
Yeah.
Bears have the best quarterback prospect since Andrew Luck. Again, he's a prospect. Have DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and Roma Dunze. Have a defense that was sixth in scoring over the last 13 games in 2023. Have all of their future number one draft picks in their holster. Have the 11th most cap space currently in the National Football League. And he writes, it'll take some work to mess this up.
Yes, it takes some work. Think about it. Some work to mess it up, to tear it down, right?
Let's go.
Yeah. Here is Lee Allen with us on Cap and Jay Hood as we talk Bears and the Bears draft. Lee Allen, good morning.
Good morning. I'm not here to start no trouble. I just want to do the Super Bowl show.
Yeah, same here.
Hey, listen, let me ask you this. Is this a top five defense with a top 10 defense, with a top 10 offense and a top five special teams?
I don't know. Is it top five? Say it again. The top five what?
Top five defense, top 10 offense, top five special teams.
Yeah, I don't know yet about the special teams. I can't answer that. I got to see how the new kickoff rules impact everything. It's certainly a top 10 defense, for sure. They need another rush edge. They need another interior lineman. So, and they, again, depth, that takes time to build. Poles has talked about that. You don't keep adding pieces to get more depth overnight. So let's see what they do. That's the one thing. Injuries hit you and you go,
right.
Oh, boy, you know. If Keenan Allen goes down, is Tyler Scott going to step up? Is Velus Joe? We got to find that all out.
Perfect.
Keep it going, man. Have a great day. Bear down.
Lee Allen, we appreciate the telephone call. Leaves line open. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. In Plainfield, here's Ray on the Cap and J Hood Morning Show. Hey, Ray, good morning.
Hey, I'm a huge Bears fan, but I just want everybody to kind of, slow down just a little bit. We're still the third best team in our division. We have two guys who've never touched an NFL field. The league's filled with guys who had such high hopes and really didn't turn out to be nothing. So, again, I'm very excited, but talking about being devastated about not having losses on Monday morning, I don't think we're at that stage yet, fellas.
Okay, we can agree to disagree. And, yes, they have to prove it, but why is Green Bay a better football team than the Chicago Bears this morning? Detroit went to the NFC title game. I'll give them all the flowers. Why is Green Bay, why are you telling me they're a better football team than the Bears today?
They have our number. Right now, the Bears can just
that's a bunch of that's garbage. We had bad football teams. We had bad processes. That whole they had our number, that guy plays for the Jets now. And Jordan Love, you know I'm a fan. I think he's a really good football player. Really good.
He tore us up last year. Tore us up last year.
Okay. This is a different football team. They've upgraded the wide receiver room tremendously.
Not defensively.
We haven't
changed anything defensively, and Jordan Love tore us up last year.
This is a first of all, our offense didn't threaten them. That plays into the whole thing, and this is a better, much better defense. Much better.
One thing that I will not do, Ray, and appreciate your telephone call, is I will not slow my roll. I'm not going to do that. I know that, like, you may not be excited about what the Bears have done, and that's fine. You fan how you want to fan. But what I can be excited about, Cap, as I just mentioned earlier, I can't guarantee anything with this group. But what I can say, because I could see it, is that I'm rooting for the process. I can be excited about the process. I can be excited about the additions that Ryan Poles has made. I can be excited that when you think about the Chicago Bears, McCaskey is maybe ninth or tenth on the list, quite frankly. And actually, I think that's how George wants it.
Exactly.
So and that's not a knock. And that's just talking about all the good things that's going on with the Bears. We know who owns the team, but the owner is not the number one storyline in Chicago. That's the point.
The word you used, though, that's best is process. The best process. They went through and vetted all the quarterbacks, all of them. They talked to a billion people about Caleb Williams. I reported that back in late January, that they sent all their coaches and scouts that were out there doing evals. Anybody you bump into that played against him in high school, played with him in high school, played against him in college, Pop Warner taught his ancient cousin. Get their reaction. Immediate reaction when you bring up the name Caleb Williams. Not that they pause and go, yeah, he's okay.
Yeah.
No. What's the immediate reaction? They wanted that documented. And they said they didn't find one person that didn't say he was a tremendous teammate.
What I'm celebrating, Cap, is that this looks like a competent organization based on the moves that they made. It's not the same. Again, I've lived it for years, been on the air talking about it for years. We've talked about being excited for one free agent or being excited for a flyer in the draft. Look at what the Bears did today. I mean, for some of you, you think that this is commonplace, especially young people believe this is commonplace. Oh, the Bears always have two picks in the draft. Oh, they're always in the first round. Oh, they're always hovering, trying to be able to get on top in the NFC. No, it's different. These things that we're seeing here is a different analysis that we're giving. It's a new set of eyes on the organization, and those eyes are Ryan Poles and his staff. It's completely different than what we've done, that we've dealt with and covered over the years.
Completely agree.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. If you're on hold, you will be on the air. More of your phone calls. And Caleb and Adunze are now Chicago Bears. We'll hear from not only Rome Adunze, but Caleb Williams coming up next on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
We are back, baby.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
With the ninth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington.
It's just us. It's just us, the Chicago Bears, able to get Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze in the first round of the draft, and we're talking about it on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
Our guy John Greenberg, he amuses me. He's funny. I like him a lot. John from The Athletic tweeted, 8 minutes ago, Chicago sports rankings, power. Caleb Williams 1, Connor Bedard 2, Ryan Poles 3, Campfire Milkshake 4.
Fair.
Angel Reese 5. 1,079 Pedro Grifol.
That's pretty fair. Pretty fair. That's how things are going. How about the superstar power in the city now? You mentioned one of them there, and Angel Reese. Caleb Williams is here. Bedard's here.
Camila Cardozo and Rome Odunze. That's 5. Like if you just had Rome Odunze, you'd be like, wow, got a good young wide receiver. He'll be one of the young stars. Oh, we get the number one guy, too.
We turn. And all of a sudden, here comes Danny Mendick in the mix. And they go, stars only. VIP at the club.
Yes. Mr. Crow Armstrong.
Come on in. That's right. Crow Armstrong, Pete. Oh, please, come on in. Hey, by the way, we got something special for the Cap and Jared listener. In the 8 o'clock hour, listen for our horse gallop. To be the final qualifier for the Hawthorne $1,000 free bet. We're going to draw the winner coming up at 9:50.
And also, thank you to our great friends at Hard Rock Casino Northern Indiana for their partnership throughout the Bears season. and all of our Bears coverage, including the draft. When you hear Bears coverage, it is brought to you by the wonderful people at the Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana.
South Boston, Virginia, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Pastor Dave on Cap and J-Hood. Dave, good morning.
Oh, man. Is it a great morning or what? And, you know, can we just have a day to celebrate? Why do we have to call in and be like, oh, let's float? No, not today. Not today.
Right.
Today is just a good day. So in sidebar, may I approach? You know, I found myself.
Aiken Long, 3126 Summit Ball.
Yeah. When the Patriots got their pick, I found myself, you know, kind of smiling and cheering for Shea. I'm like, why am I happy about a Patriots pick? But that's just what happens when you listen to the show this much, I guess.
Yeah, because we're invested. So I'm happy for Shea because finally, and here's the thing, prayer works and so do the candles.
Yeah, I was part of his prayer circle. So I'm sitting there. I got all my yard work done, relaxed, and got the dogs in there. And the first pick was, you know, we kind of knew what was going to happen. I recorded it. It was kind of iconic. But the ninth pick was the one that I'm watching that countdown. And once it said the pick is in, because we didn't trade. And, you know, we're starting to trust polls now. But we still have that feeling like, oh, man, are we going to do something crazy? And, like, why didn't we take him? He was right there. And when they announced it, man, I yelled so loud. The dogs ran out of the room. My wife's like, what happened? And, you know, she doesn't understand, but that was just great. And then I was watching all the footage of you guys at Soldier Field and seeing the fans react. It's just a good day. And
absolutely.
Let's enjoy it.
Let's enjoy it. Pastor, if you ever need help with the sermon, just call. I'll be glad to give you some pointers from my extensive minister career.
I'm not going to hate on that this morning. We believe in multiple revenue streams.
That is correct.
That's another stream for you. I'm okay with that, actually.
We're a united front this morning. We're all supporting everybody's endeavors.
That's it.
It's all good.
That's it.
How about you and I go to Atlantic City?
Let's do it.
Let's go to Greg and Tom, both listening on the ESPN Chicago app from Atlantic City. Greg and Tom. First, Greg, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say, first off, it's an honor and a pleasure to be speaking to you guys and the whole team.
Well, thank you, Greg. Hold on. Say hello to Tom from Atlantic City. Hey, Tom.
Hey. How you guys doing?
Good. Tom,
Greg?
Yeah.
Tom. Doing wonderful. After what happened last night, ecstatic.
So good. So good.
So, Greg, I mean, so what are your overall thoughts? I mean, where were you when you found out that the Bears were able to get Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze? Where were you, Greg?
Well, I was home, and I was on the edge of my seat when, you know, we were going through, you know, getting to our ninth pick. And I just kept fingers crossed, hoping that we were going to pick a Dunze. And when they said his name, I just fell out my chair because it was just mind-blowing. And to have suffered as long as I have as a Bears fan, to just be witnessing a new day, a new age, a new era, everything, we're going to be the tyrants of the North, and they're going to be fearing us now.
Tom, what about you? Where were you when you found out about the Bears pick?
Last night I was at church. We had band practice, but I had my phone on, and somebody told me they picked Caleb, and I wasn't worried about that one. I knew we were getting him. But I couldn't wait for the ninth pick, and I just flipped out when they got a Dunze. I was so glad. I've been a Bears fan since '63, so I've seen a lot of bad teams, a lot of bad drafts, a lot of bad luck, like you were saying. You know, we get Bobby Douglas instead of Terry Bradshaw. Who else we got besides Joe Montana when 49ers picked him? So we finally got some good fortune.
That's it.
Good fortune.
Enjoy the weekend.
Gentlemen, I just want to make one last statement.
Yes.
I think this has solidified us for Hard Knocks, definitely, and I believe the next step for us is we need new uniforms. We got to shine. We got to show off these new toys. It's been a blessing talking to you guys. Have a blessed day.
All right, have a great day.
So we've got Atlantic City, New Jersey, that was checked in, Cap.
Love it.
With their thoughts about the Bears.
Love it. Love it, love it.
Isn't that right, Joey G?
Fantastic. Everybody all over the world calls you guys. I mean, when is it going to be TV time? You guys got to be on TV in the morning, 7 to 10.
On YouTube every day, baby. That's the wave of the future now.
Yeah,
linear TV is that? That's second fiddle stuff.
Hey, Joey G wants us to be on Channel 38 on the
Exactly.
On the religious channel. Go ahead, Joey.
Channel 19. First of all, going to your point, Hoodie, I agree with you 100%. The upper office should all be wearing crowns this morning.
The upper room?
For what happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cap, you've been saying chase the greatness, and we keep chasing it. Okay, there's still an asterisk in it for me, and I don't know about Hoodie, but Eberflus, I mean, he's got everything at his disposal now.
Let's see what happens. I'm just telling you, I talked to two guys. Have a great weekend, Joey. Two players last night off the air, and they're like, dude, you guys don't understand how good that man is in the room. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see what happens. Let it play out.
That's awesome, Cap. You're still 10-24.
Well, the first year he had no shot.
Cap, the record is what it is.
No question.
The record is what it is. What I'm hoping for is for improvement.
Yep.
We don't wipe it away, pretend like it didn't happen now.
Don't disagree.
We don't do the alternative facts. It is what it is.
But Poles wears that same record,
no
too.
No question.
No doubt.
No question.
So now it's time to take the step.
In 2 minutes, it's shot or no shot on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.